702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
World Cancer Day is a day observed annually on the 4th of February, the world over. Professor Vikesh Suram is the director and professor of the African Cancer Institute at Stellenbosch University. Professor, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
What is required of us on World Cancer Day?
Well, I think what's required of us is for us to be reminded that cancer affects all of us. And it's something that we can't take for granted because news of cancer can come to us at any point in our lifetime. And that we need to take heed of the risk factors for cancer. We also need to take heed that there are many patients out there that after a diagnosis of cancer have to traverse a journey of much hardship in that we have a society that's also quite fragmented in terms of the haves and have-nots and with much inequality. And that is why this year on World Cancer Day, the theme is closing the gap. And how do we ensure that for our patients who are diagnosed with cancer, how do we ensure that we, bring forth the treatments? How do we bring forth the facilities that are available to ensure that the journey that they have to traverse through is a comfortable one, that they afforded the access to all of the therapies that allows them to to heal, but also the mental health aspects. And I think this is where World Cancer Day brings us back to the stark realities that cancer patients face. And I think we can all do our bit by both primary prevention, secondary prevention, going for your screening, and making sure that we are active citizens in partnership with all the other cancer advocates out there in the world.
Because for me, a combination of things, and two of them key, will need to be addressed in order for us to realize a future without cancer. One, and South Africa, of course, is certainly at the heart of this, where there's so much income inequality. People do not have resources to the technology and to the specialists who will be able to help them diagnose cancer much, much early on, because logic prevails that the earlier you detect cancer, the better the chance, obviously, successfully treating it. With some exceptions, I appreciate that. And the second part of it is education. If you don't know, for example, that if you're a woman, as well as a man, regularly checking your breast is part of healthy living, because you'll then be able to detect that, wait a minute, there's a growth there that doesn't make sense. Therefore, let me go to Professor Vikesh to go and see if there's anything wrong. If we had better education in terms of just general awareness of what health factors we need to be taking care of, we'd go a long way in South Africa in dealing with just those two things in realizing a future without cancer.
You're absolutely correct, and as I always say, as complex as cancer is as a disease, so are the inequalities and the inequities around cancer. So you've very well articulated that, when it comes to the burden of cancer, the inequities and these barriers are defined not just by the disease itself, but if we look at income, if we look at education, if we look at people where they live, just their location, or the discrimination that they face based on either their ethnicity or their gender, or even if their disability, all of this impacts. Because if you are not made aware earlier on in terms of cancer, and if you have the disease, remember, cancer, it's a living disease, because if you leave it for long, it just grows, gets more complicated, it gets more complex, and and that impacts on the type of treatment and the effect of the treatment in terms of whether it would really have an outcome of survival at the end of it all. So really, all of these barriers, in terms of societal barriers, social inequities, where you live, whether you are, you have a lower socioeconomic income, or whether you're in a higher economic zone, it all impacts. And and these are some of the societal barriers we need to move beyond, because health is a human right. Mm. And we really need to move beyond that. And so education is key. Location is key, because access to care. So we often say, well, people need to go and get screened. But if people don't have access to screening services, where do they go?
Those are all important questions. We'll have to leave it there, Professor Vikesh Saran. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Professor at the African Cancer Institute at Stellenbosch University. 4th of February, this Friday, is World Cancer Day.